Welcome to Wine by the Case, uncorking legal insight one bottle at a time. I could barely say that because Chris is going to jump in.
I'm going to say, you know, again, more than one bottle occasionally, please.
So I am Alexis Rosenberg and...
I'm Chris Sensnick.
And we are happy that you're joining us today. So we are talking about a hot topic. We're talking about...
P. Diddy. I mean, how can you not?
Or Diddy. Yeah. Or Sean Combs.
Or Puffy. I mean,
or
there's...
Lovey. What, Loves or something? There's a bunch on that complaint.
Exactly. Because there's just so many of them. I couldn't keep up.
But I know him as Diddy.
Yeah.
You know him as Puffy?
Yeah. Puff Daddy, Puffy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but we all know what's been going on. They have this trial. We had jury selection.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we had...
Some really...
Ventura, the ex-girlfriend, who I think is the start of all of this craziness, because
yes.
I shouldn't say craziness, the start of him having
being
criminal
exposed.
Charges
right.
Based on that civil lawsuit that she settled and got that confidentiality agreement and ended up finding workaround.
Exactly.
That.
Well, yeah. Federal charges will do that to you.
Yes. So what's interesting, we wanted to talk about something that isn't all over because everybody's talking about these freak-offs, is about Geragos. Is that how the famous attorney who represented Michael Jackson, I think he represented a bunch of famous people. Michael Jackson's the one that's popping out of at me right now.
Also I'm thinking of is, you know, Gloria Allred and all of the Me Too stuff. But no, I know what you're talking about. Who else? Somebody else. Was it Michael Jackson's doctor, too?
No, I don't think so. There's some other really famous people. So he's very well known, and his daughter is actually second chairing this trial representing... P. Diddy, or Diddy.
Sean Combs.
Yeah, representing him. And on the record, Mark Geragos is not sitting at the table. And so there's been, well, I'm going to just fast track it. There's been, he apparently upset the judge because he called the prosecution's attorneys on a podcast, I believe with TMZ, a six-pack of white women.
Yes.
Now, Mark Geragos, for those of you who don't know, he is a white male. And you can see that we're white women.
We're
two pack. Wouldn't be offended by that. But apparently the judge on the case did pull him into chambers, which is kind of unusual because he hasn't done a notice of appearance on the case. He's not sitting at the table. He is sitting behind.
But he's an officer of the court.
Right. He's saying that he's there to support his daughter and that Diddy is a past client. So now we do have attorney-client privilege. And he is a friend. He says that he agrees there's...
I'm hearing some O.J.
Poor, he didn't represent OJ though.
No, it's just the Kardashian thing and the friend thing.
Some poor behavior, but he says that he still considers him a friend. So what happened was the judge pulls him into chambers and says, I am not liking you calling them a six pack of white women. And what exactly is your position? Apparently the prosecution, because there's a gag order on the attorneys, wrote a letter to the judge saying that we have concerns that he actually is the attorney. So she pulled him in there. He says, no, I'm not. Well, what capacity? I believe he said that he's acting as a jury consultant, but that's not, you know,
let's see the contract.
Attorney of record. So, and he's there to support his daughter and his friend. So what happened was he's on this TMZ podcast. I think he might actually do the podcast with the person that does TMZ, who I'm drawing a blank.
I can see their face.
Who
see their
is
face.
Also an attorney on there. And apparently the judge said, yeah, when you go back on that podcast, I'm going to be watching you. Because I don't appreciate... Now, this is where it kind of gets in the lawyery,
a little murky too.
Lawyery thing, is that he... the judge is saying the statement, the six-pack of white women, is going to prejudice the trial. Now, Chris, can you... Before we get into the wine, I'm going to let this question lie, and then I think you should introduce the wine. can the prosecution on a criminal case in federal court have any right to say that because of a comment made to them that some unfair trial attaches when the defense isn't saying that? Let's let that lie and then introduce the wine.
We think we've got a really interesting wine for today from the 1930s Louis Vuitton wine bag. This one seemed perfect for this because it is a unfiltered wine, and it's called Freak of Nature.
To go along with the freak off.
Yes, to go along with the freak off. So unfiltered is kind of an interesting thing for wine. You hear it for beer, back to the six-pack of white women, and I can understand that just that notion of a six-pack. It's like, well, it's a six-pack of beer. Can it at least be, you know, a case
Maybe
of wine?
Maybe we should have been drinking a six-pack of beer, but I don't like beer. Are we supposed to swivel it?
I did swivel it.
Okay. I'm kind of excited to taste
this. The sediment goes to the bottom, but you can see this is a cloudy wine, kind of like cloudy sake, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It does kind of look like a sake.
And you can see this is
just unfiltered.
It's not vegan.
Is it organic?
I believe it's organic. And it has an interesting sort of provenance because they say, well, here's a little QR code to find out more about what it is we do. But it's a product of Spain. And Spain usually has some interesting terroir and some interesting minerality.
Then I'm going to tell you what
you can see the sediment wanting to settle here. So, you could definitely smell the unfiltered.
See, to me, it smells grapefruity and it tastes grapefruity.
I definitely get the grapefruit scent.
I think it's okay. Yeah. I think if you had it out by the pool or the beach, I would definitely want it really, really chilled. This is lightly chilled. But it's dry.
It's dry. It's not sweet. So
it
for those of you,
it's really, really smooth.
Yes.
It's very smooth.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a really interesting rosé, which is not because of the fact that it's got the grapefruit scents.
I got to tell you, for a summer wine, I would drink it.
And again, it doesn't have that stinky sort of smell.
It's
stinky
not
beer.
It is really light.
Back to the six pack.
It's really light.
But I like the fact that, again, it's a freak of nature, which, again, is the notion of it's not filtered. It's doing a different sort of process. And they're doing something different in Spain.
Is he going to use that as he's doing a different process?
Yeah, all right, probably.
So back to our question here.
Back to our question.
Is there a way for that comment to give Diddy an unfair trial if Diddy's not saying that he thinks that it's giving him for the prosecution to do that and for the judge to enter an unfair trial?
And here's where I think it matters. Is he just a member of the general public supporting his daughter? Or if he's a jury consultant engaged to help with the case.
See, I don't think that matters. That only applies to that gag order. But to the so here's my position. No, because I think I don't know if there's case law binding in New York, but I think there is case law case law that says no, that the prosecution, nothing can be done that attaches an unfair trial based on the prosecution. Now, meaning if the defense says that, okay, no, there's case law that says that. It's out of California. There's no right for the prosecution to elect an unfair. They have no right because there's no unfair trial, no fair trial right that attaches to the prosecution. The prosecution doesn't have to have a fair trial. Mm-hmm. The defense does.
Right.
So I don't think that argument, but I do see where you're going, that he's an officer of the court, and we do have rules that, like, we can't go into court and call another attorney a liar.
Nope.
We can't call them. Mm-hmm. We can get in trouble. But Chris, that's in trouble with that. Licensing bar.
Right, but it's in trouble with the judge, too. And here the judge took umbrage.
Right, but the judge, even if the judge takes umbrage. By the way, Mark Aragos, when he said, the judge, that he was going to listen to the podcast very closely, he said, well, I hope you subscribe.
I'm sure.
So I hope
I
subscribe, too.
Yes.
But I think that...
Again, back to P.T. Barnum, no publicity is bad publicity.
Right. But I do think you're right. The judge could... turn over a complaint mm-hmm. to our licensing board. We're mm-hmm. licensed through each state. And the board does take what referrals from mm-hmm. the judges very seriously, and there's generally a different process for them.
But I'm still concerned about the shadow lawyering.
Here's the thing.
The shadow lawyering. Is she really just every night spending 3 hours with him and he giving her advice?
No, he's saying that he's acting as a jury consultant. But mm-hmm. that's not a licensed attorney. So I think the real question is, first of all, I don't even understand. Well, let's start with, if I was the prosecution and he said there was a six-pack of white women, I don't really think that's that offensive. I really don't.
But in a case where you're dealing with a very wealthy, powerful black man, I think you do have an issue of, because of their race, because they're women, they are exhibiting a bias toward him.
Well, no, I think that's the inference that Mark Garagos is mm-hmm. making, mm-hmm. obviously. But what I'm saying is, if I was called that, or we were called mm-hmm. Is there even a two-pack of beer? Whatever, white women, mm-hmm. I would not be offended by that. So I think that maybe the prosecution is using that, because to get to the real issue, that is he trying to circumvent the gag order? And that is a good question, because mm-hmm. I'm not seeing his motivation if he's there every day. His aim. Now, he's saying he wants to give his daughter the opportunity, doesn't want mm-hmm. to take the spot. And there is something we both have children that are also lawyers. Mm-hmm. And there is something to be said about trying to let the birdies fly.
Yep. There is. But again, the employment law in me can't help myself. To call someone, instead of a six-pack of prosecutors, but to say a six-pack of white prosecutors and a six-pack of women prosecutors.
But it's obvious. It's stating the obvious.
It's direct evidence of discrimination in employment law cases.
Right, but that doesn't apply here.
I know, but in the standard of looking at bias, I think you've got something about bias. The jury may say they brought up that discrepancy.
Well, first of all, they didn't say that. He didn't say that in front of the jury. He said it on a podcast. He didn't say it in the courtroom.
And they're allegedly not paying any attention to that.
Well, I mean, we got to take what the rules that they're required to follow. Mm-hmm. We can't go that they're mandated to follow that. But here's the thing: they can't. He didn't say it in the courtroom. He said it on a podcast, and he's alleging that he's simply a jury consultant, which he very well could be simply a jury consultant. I'm curious as the backstory, and I'm going to be following it. I'm curious as to I haven't figured out the strategy for doing that, because I really don't think that he needs to get around the gag order. I don't see. Because this is so publicized, and there's so many other people that you don't need. Like, it's not like, let's say, a Karen Reed case where it's not already everybody. There's people sitting in the courtroom and they're texting or posting, not texting, posting.
Remember my reference to OJ. I mean, you couldn't get away from that trial.
Right.
Everywhere you went, it did not matter.
Well, Michael Jackson, too, and he was on Michael Jackson. And the bottom line is, listen,
what's
come out about Michael Jackson, you know, what we ultimately know now that we didn't know, he got him acquitted. He got him acquitted.
Yep.
So, anyways,
he's got some mad skills. I mean, that's all there is to it.
Oh, there's no doubt he's an excellent
lawyer. He's a good lawyer, but I don't know. I just think sometimes the gamesmanship is a bit...
I hate that word.
It is, but it's unbecoming.
Oh, you really do like this one.
I'm going to take another sip because, again, it is bad luck to cheers with an empty glass.
Okay.
So, two more interesting news every single day. Cheers.
Cheers. Don't forget to follow and please comment below.